Good afternoon. Let's go on the record. I am Commissioner Charlotte Mitchell with the North Carolina Utilities Commission, the presiding commissioner for this hearing. And with me this afternoon are Chairman Edward S. Finley Jr., Commissioners Jerry C. Dockham, James G. Patterson, Lyons Gray, Daniel G. Clodfelter, and Tenola D. Brown Bland. I now call for hearing docket number E2 sub 1176, which is in the matter of the application by Duke Energy Progress for the pursuant to GS-62-133.14 and Commission Rule R870 for approval of a joint agency asset rider for recovery of joint agency asset costs. Pursuant to GS-62-133.14 on June 20th, 2018, Duke Energy Progress filed its application in the above captioned docket for recovery of costs incurred by DEP for the acquisition and operation of generating capacity acquired by DEP from the North Carolina Eastern Municipal Power Agency in 2015. Pursuant to Commission Rule R870, DEP shall recover such costs by means of a joint agency asset rider to be approved annually by this commission. The JAR proposed by DEP in this proceeding would be effective for service rendered on or after December 1st, 2018 through November 30th, 2019. The application came to be heard by this commission on September 18th, 2018 per scheduling order of the commission in this docket. However, prior to that hearing, the commission ordered by order dated September 5th, 2018, that an additional public hearing shall be held for purposes of considering certain late filed information in the docket. So that brings us to the purposes of today's hearing, which is for the supplemental public hearing. I now call upon the parties to introduce themselves for purposes of the record, starting with the applicant.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the Commission. I'm Bo Summers on behalf of Duke Energy Progress.
Good afternoon, Mr. Summers.
Good afternoon. I'm Heather Fennell, public staff on behalf of the
Union. Before we get to the public hearing, I will ask you, Mr. Summers, to update the Commission on any additional information about the notices of publication.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. All of the notices were published by the papers in the DEP service territory. However, there are two newspapers for which we have not yet received the affidavits, but they've confirmed that the notice of this hearing ran. That's the Henderson paper and the Wilmington paper. And I think, as I have advised the commission in a letter, the Wilmington paper was unable to run the ad in two consecutive weeks because of the impacts of Hurricane Florence. They were able to run the ad a second time, but it just was not in two consecutive weeks. So at this point, we're still waiting for the affidavits from the Henderson and Wilmington papers, but I have been assured that the ads did run.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Summers, for that update. And for purposes of public notice, the commission finds that with respect to the notice published in the Wilmington paper, that that second publication is sufficient, even though it doesn't comply with the two successive weeks that we ordered. I would ask that you file those affidavits as soon as y'all receive them.
Yes, ma'am, we will.
Okay, thank you. Now for the public hearing. Ms. Fennell, have you identified any witnesses that wish to testify?
We have not.
Just for the purposes of abundance of caution, is there anyone in the audience that wishes to be heard on this matter today? Seeing no one, I believe we now stand adjourned.